Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Monday, Jones and Keefe, final hour. As we take you up until 2 o'clock, Mego's in for Keefe today. Drake May comes your way on WEEI Afternoons. You can catch that on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature. You won't miss a second of Jones and Keefe. You can also go back and listen to Mike Vrabel this morning. Gave a funny answer that we played earlier today on Will Campbell and his flabby body. Vrabel's words, not mine. On the Jumbotron at the Celtics game.
Question. Yes. Because yesterday before the game, when we were doing the NFL Sunday football show here on EEI in the morning, Ted was like, wow, they better win.
Yep.
If he's out doing that at the Celtics game. Like, he was like, this could be an Everclear stage diving moment.
Wait, really? Because
that
Will Campbell
was that was his perspective.
Spiking a beer?
And I said, I think Will Campbell, because he's on IR, it's fine. He's not playing in 48 hours plus, so who cares?
Correct.
But then I started thinking, is it a worse look if he's injured? I thought it was a great look. I thought, you know, he's out there, he's showing off the muffin top, he's crushing beers, like, give me that muffin top. I think it was fabulous by him, and like, I love celebrities at the Celtics games, give me that all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ted was a little worried about it. He thought it was a rough look.
I think spiking an empty beer cup all alone in a suite is a little different than diving on top of some poor lady. So I don't know if those are quite the
lucky
same thing.
Lady.
And I agree. I think that when it comes to him being on IR is completely relevant to the story. It's not a guy playing in 48 hours who's out there crushing beers, which I also wouldn't care about, but I would get that a little bit more. I didn't realize Ted felt that
way. Did you see May in the background?
Yes.
He's like in the back corner giggling like he's like his friend is doing something naughty in class and he's like, ooh,
no,
he's a little dork.
If Drake May was pounding that beer, I personally would not care. But
I bet
people would.
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. Drake May crushed one beer on the Jumbotron and the Patriots are playing in Sunday Night Football, he should be a legend. Like, that is the quarterback that you want. You want him to be a weirdo? Because guess what you're going to get?
So you're saying you have a problem that it wasn't him. You actually have an issue that it wasn't him.
I would love for it to have been him. Do you know how much fun that would be? Like, if people are that precious about him having one beer on the Jumbotron and ripping his shirt off 48 hours before a game, like, we have lost the plot. We have no fun anymore. And it's because, you know, you won so much and you had a weirdo who ate avocado ice cream and went to bed at 7 o'clock. And you think that's the only way to do it. Like, I bet you Josh Allen would do that. I bet you Josh Allen would.
Yeah, maybe.
You don't think so?
It's Buffalo, too.
Yeah, Buffalo. Yeah, Buffalo people love that.
Yeah, I feel like they would be like, yeah, it's part of Bill's Mafia to do that. Jump through a table. No, he should have shotgunned a beer. He should have one up and shotgunned a beer.
Did you see that Mrs. May was down in the second row behind IT?
I didn't.
Yeah,
so
his wife.
They weren't sitting together?
No, he was with the boys in the suite. She was down. I think she was actually sitting with, I may have this incorrectly.
Billy just gave a look. What was that look about?
No, my laugh is just because she says IT, and I think about a bunch of engineers with sweater vests on.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. IT meaning Isaiah?
Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, I thought the same thing you thought.
They were celebrating Isaiah Thomas.
The computer team. Is
I thought the same thing. Oh, that's funny. No, I thought you were giving
Michael was not looking over the computer team being like, I don't know about this.
I thought you were giving a look like, oh, he's out with the boys, except not really, because his wife is sitting down there on the sideline. Yeah.
I think the Wags crew was down like in the second row, at least some of them. She was down there. I saw it in a picture on the internet, so it has to be real.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. But it was a picture that somebody put out of Isaiah Thomas, and then Ann Michaels just like smiling with her dimples right behind, and it's like, oh my God. There she is.
You bake stuff. Oh my God.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
That was Friday night at the Celtics game. Last night, Patriots come through with a 28-24 victory over the Baltimore Ravens, come from behind win, which I think they needed, and I mostly feel very good about. That doesn't mean there aren't gripes and second guesses and little nitpicks coming out of the game.
Why isn't Drake chugging beers on the jumbo?
Well, right, that's a new one that I didn't realize we were gonna have. The fake punt was so moronic. And I do blame Vrabel for that. I don't know if you blame anybody else. I don't know if there's someone else to blame, but it was so foolish.
I have information on the fake punt, just so you know, right here.
Oh, good. What?
Okay, so this is from Mass Live, from Mark Daniels. He talked to Marte Mapu after the game about the fake punt. He says, Mapu said, we were just trying to be a little bit more aggressive, trying to make a play. That was it. They did a good job covering it up. Mapu said he was supposed to throw the ball to the Patriots' backside guy. Since that teammate was covered, the trick play didn't work. Mapu added that the team had confidence in that play due to how much they worked on it this season.
They worked on it a lot?
That's what it sounds like.
Okay. Didn't look like it, but apparently that's something they worked on. No, if they lost that game, it's like, kiss the coach of the year goodbye, Vrabel, and everything like that. That was just such a brainless, moronic decision there. And it's not just because they didn't get it. And trust me, if Mapu threw it for 15 yards and they got the first down, we all would have gone nuts and we all would have loved it. But it wasn't open. The Ravens weren't fooled at all. And it was a 4th and 10. It wasn't 4th and 1. And it's Tyler Huntley on the other side. So I think all these reasons to go for it were so foolish. And if you want to rewind a little bit farther, and remember just kind of the game situation and the flow. The Patriots had just taken the lead, 13-10, on a Borregalis 41-yarder, where they decided not to go for it on 4th and 2. So you don't go for that. And I was actually okay with it. I tweeted this in real time. I said, a lot of times I'd want to be aggressive and go for it deep in your opponent's territory on 4th and 2. Because Lamar's out on the other side, I don't know if he was officially ruled out at that point in time or not, because Lamar's out, take the points. Tyler Huntley, go up 13-10. Well, Baltimore goes out and scores. Zay Flowers gets the 18-yard touchdown run, so you're down 17-13. It's still Tyler Huntley and the Ravens, and it's still a 4-point game. Now, you didn't get your first down. I didn't think it was reason to panic. 4th and 1, maybe you run that play, or maybe you just straight up go for it on 4th down. 4th and 10, down 4 to Tyler Huntley with whatever it was. There was 2 minutes left in the third quarter. You have 17 minutes left in the game. That felt way too panicky, and I still don't get why they did it, and I'm still surprised they got away with it, meaning we're able to win the game in spite of it.
It felt like they were trying to be, as Mapu said, really aggressive there, but trying to win it all at once. And I thought that, to your point, that was an overreaction in the moment. And especially a week after we got the cute comments airwaves.
That's true, too.
We don't know whose call that was. We don't know if that was... I can't imagine that was a Springer call. It seems like it would be something that goes above the special teams
coordinator. My guess is, and you've heard this before, my guess is they get a certain look, and if they get that look, the play's on. And so no one technically calls for it, but it's the head coach who can call it off, and I'd put that on Vrabel.
Awfully cute.
Yeah.
Awfully cute. So I thought it was an overreaction in the moment. Again, it's just something that you pick at after the game now because it was very silly in the moment, but they came away with the win. It's just one of those... I thought it was very curious, kind of ironic, that it happens a week after another trick play. Oh, it only goes for, what was it, like 13 yards or something?
It was, according to Vrabel, it was a double pass for 13 yards. You can only run so many of those. Ha ha. And then he goes out.
Apparently you're running this one in practice all day.
I was going to say, how many fake punts can you run for -1, Mike? And he still, by the way, I don't think has been asked about it. I don't think he got asked about it after the game. He didn't get asked about it this morning. Next time he meets with the media is tomorrow. Maybe he'll answer for it at some point in time.
He typically gives like a day after the game to still address stuff that happened in the game. Obviously, they were all off today with the late game on Sunday. So I would guess that he gets a question about it tomorrow.
I would hope. He should have been asked one by now.
I'm not going to be there, so I can't do it. I'm sorry.
He should have been asked one by now, and he still hasn't been. So I'm wondering what went on with that. But it's like, how many fake punts can you run for minus one? How cute are those? But no, that was brainless and moronic. And the other piece to it is now you're giving Tyler Huntley the ball at your 44. Mm-hmm. And so all it takes is a couple of Derrick Henry runs. He had a 22-yarder down to the six. He scored a couple of plays later, punching it in from the two. Like, make Tyler Huntley go 70, 75, 80 yards. Don't let him start in plus territory.
And the funny thing was a reaction to what happened in Buffalo was on, you know, they were kicking, they were punting so deep because it looked like they just didn't want to have the coverage blown that they had twice that led to those Josh Allen touchdowns in the last game. And then in special teams, they're like, screw field position if this doesn't work. It just was inconsistent. It was a little odd. It felt like they were trying to hit a home run there and just get some momentum turning very quickly. Luckily, they just got it through their offense, which, again, if it had worked, I would have sit here and said, like, oh, another fluky thing that you really can't replicate going forward. You used your fake punt against Baltimore.
Well, that's true, too. Never mind, you also dusted off a play that you really didn't need to dust off and you could have saved for the postseason. Although, after watching it, maybe save that one for all eternity and never use it again.
What else is being saved for the postseason? We keep talking about Josh McDaniels is keeping things up his sleeve.
Yeah.
Like, are they these stinky... I can't say that was McDaniels. It could have been anybody. But these, like, stinky trick plays? No, thank you. Keep those up there.
I mean, Josh is the offensive genius, so I imagine they're his stinky trick plays is what I would imagine. The other thing is Gonzalez, who it's one thing to have Zay Flowers make a couple of plays on you early, and it was very noticeable because they were back-to-back and they were magnified and they were on that opening drive, or I think it was Baltimore's first drive, maybe their first two drives, where Flowers made a couple of plays on Gonzalez. But you understand it was Zay Flowers. He's lightning quick. Maybe that's not the best matchup for Christian Gonzalez, a guy who's smaller and quicker and shifty than he is, you know, big and fast. So I at least half get that. I still felt like Gonzalez gave up way too many plays to him early in the game. When he started giving up plays to DeAndre Hopkins is where I said, okay, what are we doing here? This is the corpse of DeAndre Hopkins. He made a play on Gonzalez. Hopkins made a couple of plays on the sideline on Carlton Davis too. So it wasn't just Gonzo. What do you think of his night last night? And what have you thought of his season to this point where he was supposed to be the next Patrick Surtain, who's going to get paid like Sauce Gardner? And he hasn't really had, he might just look at the contract, but he hasn't had that level of season performance-wise and specifically last night.
I wonder how much we're going to remember these individual games when it comes time for his contract, because he's going to get paid. But when we went into this season, like, do you remember, I think it was minicamp, where Drake had a crazy amount of picks and they were all Gonzo? He had like, he threw like three picks or something in one competitive period.
Okay.
And Gonzo had a bunch of them.
Minicamp, not training. Well, we were not minicamp, I don't think. So I don't know.
But it was a talking point because everybody was saying, well, is this indicative of like Gonzalez is just absolutely the best player on this team? Or should we be worried about Drake still being an interception machine going into a turnover machine going into his second year? And I think for Gonzalez, like 80% of the game last night, I didn't think he was good. He looked, to your point, a step and a half behind Zay Flowers every time that Zay Flowers is making a reception. DeAndre Hopkins, that is the kind of matchup that Gonzalez should feast on.
100%. Like, I get it against Flowers. I don't get it against, this is not prime, in his prime, DeAndre Hopkins. This is corpse of DeAndre Hopkins.
And on top of that, they have a lot of problems in their run defense, but they were running Derrick Henry to Gonzalez, trying to force him to make solo tackles again and again and again. And he had a big one late in the game, but I thought that it was not a good game for him overall. He had some nice moments down the stretch, but that's kind of been like Gonzalez this season. I think that he's been inconsistent. I think moments where you expect that he's going to be, you know, just blanket somebody, he doesn't. And then there's other moments where he's ultra physical. In the Giants game, he laid a dude out. He ragdolled a guy. And I was like, I didn't even know he could do that.
So why don't you think they ask him to do that? Do they not ask him to do that because they feel like they can't, he can't
tackle?
No. Just like they don't
have him man up on anybody. They don't have him follow anybody. Oh, they pretty much just give him a side, and he's typically on the weak side of the deal. Like, he's typically not getting challenged often, which maybe speaks to teams not wanting to go at him. When the Ravens did, they had no problem with him last night, whether it was Lamar or Huntley. They had no problem going at him. But, like, why don't you think they ask him to do more? Do they not believe in it, or do they just believe in, we have two stout corners and Carlton Davis has this side and Gonzo has that side, and that's just what we do?
I think it's more the latter. I also would say, and he's not strictly in the secondary because he does so many things, but it does feel like, if you look across the season, Marcus Jones has been like more of a playmaker sense.
Oh, for sure.
And this is a defense that has really struggled to generate takeaways and turnovers. It's been a big hindrance for them. I think going into the game, they were like 21st or 22nd in terms of takeaways that they generate as a defense in the league. And one of the only guys who's been able to do it and who did it last night is Jaylen Hawkins. And so I think that that's a piece of the defense that they're missing, along with the injuries that they have with Spillane and Milton Williams. Jaylen Hawkins, the only one who feels like a little bit of a ball hawk or like he's hopping a play. Otherwise, it's just like, well, we hope we get this coverage together.
And the thing that I found noteworthy about Vrabel last night is, and he did it again this morning on the Greg Hill Show, is he's highlighting that tackle that Gonzalez made on Derrick Henry, where he's like, oh, well, he knifed through and he held off the stiff arm and that could have been a big play. And just Vrabel's need to prop him up after that.
Yeah, it's like the anti-McDaniels comment.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Instead of taking a shot at him, he's like propping him up when Gonzalez had a pretty bad night.
He's like, truly, this was the play of the game.
Yeah, and it's like, it's still like a 5-yard carry for Derrick Henry. I mean, maybe he prevented a bigger play. I get Vrabel's point. But it's still like a 5-yard. It's not like they held Derrick Henry to nothing on that play.
Right. And it was like, at what point, how many times had he been targeted already from Derrick Henry?
A bunch. And they had run at him all game.
Exactly.
Yeah, to your point. He had feasted on running to that side of the field. And so he makes one tackle, and Vrabel's like, oh, what a game, what a play. And it was a tell that he did it twice. And Vrabel does this often. He did it last night after the game. I didn't think much of it. And then he said it again this morning, and I'm like, oh, he's propping Gonzalez up. For what reason, I don't know.
Do you think Gonzalez has a confidence problem?
Well, that would be where I'd start, but I don't know that. But, like, he's propping him up for a reason, and that would be one of the reasons I would guess at.
Interesting. As I'm sure you know from your experience, he's not the easiest to read in terms of his confidence or emotions.
No.
So I don't know about that or if that's something that's happening behind closed doors, but it certainly could be the case. Or maybe it could just be that Vrabel knows Derrick Henry really well and knows how hard it is to take him down one-on-one. And so maybe that was the thing that most impressed him from the entire game, was Gonzalez taking Derrick Henry down for 5 yards.
This is a good point. Maybe this is what's impacting Gonzalez. He needs to come back on Jones and Keith. That's what's missing in his game. That's true. He's a much better player a year ago. I don't want to take all the credit for it.
Well, you don't want to replace Hunter Henry, though.
Well,
with the surprise skill.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, we can have both. We have multiple guests.
You could have dueling surprise skills.
We could. So that's I wonder if that's what's impacting him. He misses the interviews here on Patriots Monday. It could very well be that. 617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. Yeah, I got Ball. Who knows Ball, by the way? He's the only one on that show who picked the Patriots this week. I don't know if you realized that. He's the only one who actually picked the Patriots.
I saw that.
So shout out Dan Ball on that one. We will get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It is indeed time for Grab Bag, Mego. It is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It's a Patriots Monday. A lot of Patriots talk today. We also talk Red Sox trade, though. They trade for Wilson Contreras, which, as you said earlier, you feel like is more about the contract and how it fits into John Henry's payroll than anything else.
Yeah, it feels like they're just interested in making and winning deals and less so about the actual baseball player. He's a nice player. Like, he's a good player. And so you want to cheer it on and say they're moving in the right direction. They've just done so little, and they still have not done anything with free agents, including re-signing Bregman. So it's hard to get too worked up about it in a positive way, because you need to give me something a little more.
It is crazy where I'm like, they could re-sign Bregman. I'm not like holding my breath on it by any means. But they could re-sign Bregman, and now it's Bregman, Contreras in your lineup, which are two important righty bats, not pure power bats like Pete Alonso, but important righty bats. And then you brought in Sonny Gray and Oviedo to the rotation. You didn't trade Toley or Early or anybody like that. And you are better than you were a year ago with a Bregman signing. You're better. You're just not anywhere near how much better I expected you to be. And on top of that, giving them credit for signing Bregman when they've signed nobody to this point, no free agents still.
It's
major
ridiculous.
League free agents. It really is like for as little as I think of John Henry and his spending and his ownership group, I never for a second thought Pete Alonso was out of their price range. Like, I never thought that. And I never thought it would be almost Christmas and it's them and the Colorado Rockies, unless the Rockies sign somebody this weekend, who have still not signed a big league free agent. Like, that's as little as I think of the ownership group. I didn't expect that.
So I lost it on the text line because the texts are just flying in about Gonzalez. They really don't like our opinions of him. But somebody said this has to have to do with the lockout.
Oh, probably.
Do you think that John Henry is just eyeing the lockout and waiting through that?
I think that's probably, he doesn't want to spend any year, but I imagine this year it's probably even more the case. But the Red Sox make yet another trade. We're still waiting our first free agent signing.
One last thing before I quit, I never wanted any more than I could fit into my head. I still remember every single word you said and all the bleep that somehow came along with it. Still, there's one thing that comforts me since I was always gay and now rap back!
I do like a self-editing grab bag is one of the ones that I appreciate very much. It is a Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. Mego in for Keefe today, and we're joined every Patriots Monday by Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store to save on the items that you buy most, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, welcome to the Grab Bag. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Another win for you on the road, 7-0, away from Foxborough this year. We hear the Road Warriors chants from Kalavon Chasen and everybody else. Steph Diggs shouted it out last night on Sunday Night Football. When and where? How did that start, the Road Warriors stuff that you guys have been talking about this year? How did that come about?
Yeah, it started with Braves. He had a funny video that he shows, and so it really started from him and kind of took it as a mantra for us, and now it's kind of a part of just who we are and what we do.
What was this funny video? Was it like a YouTube thing? Was it a montage? Can you give us anything?
I have no idea. I think it's from a movie.
Warriors!
I've never seen it before. Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yep. Yeah, that was my guess. Yeah.
What is
come out and play? Yay! So there's a montage with that.
Okay, nice. All right. Yes. So Christian, something that we heard from a couple of your teammates and of course from Vrabel right after the game was, hey, we're focused on winning the division. Is that the kind of goal that you guys have been talking about since the last Buffalo game, or is that something that was reiterated very clearly in the immediate aftermath of this great win last night?
Sorry, I think you broke up there. Well, can you repeat one?
No worries. So we heard about, like, you guys are focused on winning the division. That's something that a couple of your teammates said.
Yes.
That's what Mike Vrabel said right after the game, even though you guys had just clinched the playoff spot. Was that something that Vrabel immediately reiterated to the locker room, like, hey guys, great win, but it's all about the division right now?
At the time we were more just excited about the team win. We were more excited about, you know, where our feet are. I think that's something that, you know, we try to be as a team, you know, be where your feet are. And then, you know, the next game will be the next game. And, you know, if we take care of business week by week, it ends up helping us in the long run. It helps us clinch the division. If we lose focus and, you know, we're thinking about next week, or we're thinking about this game instead of this game, then I think that's when we can lose our focus. So after the game, we were more excited about, you know, being able to finish this one out. And, you know, now it's time to move on to the next.
Derrick Henry's last touch was a 2-yard touchdown run with 12 plus minutes left. He wasn't used on either of the Ravens' final two drives. Were you intrigued by that decision at all? What do you think went into that decision making from the Baltimore Ravens? I imagine that'd make it easier on you guys as a defense.
I think it's hard to put your mind into the opponents. You know what I mean? It's hard to completely understand what they're trying to do, what they want to do. I don't know why they wouldn't get the ball to him more. Obviously we're very thankful for that, and you know, we'll, no matter who's up, who we're playing against, we'll be there to stop him, you know.
Christian, how does it feel in the game when you're looking around and from us, like from the media standpoint, we see all the alerts about players struggling with injuries as the game goes on, guys going back to the locker room. How aware are you and you guys of that as the game is happening? And does it impact your sense of anything in the game, knowing that both sides were losing so many players in such a physical matchup last night?
I didn't even know Lamar got hurt until obviously when Huntley came in. I didn't see the play. I didn't see what happened to him. So it's hard on both sides. You know, you never want injuries to happen to either team, you know. But it's kind of something you just go with on the fly.
You guys are back in the playoffs for the first time since 2021. What's the focus now?
Amen. Well, sorry, what was that last part?
What's the focus now that you're back in the playoffs for the first time in a few years? What's the focus for the team now?
For us, it's, you know, making sure that we're playoff ready, that we're doing our jobs. And you know, at the end of the day, you can't do some of the mistakes we've made earlier this season, even last game, in playoff ball. So we've got to make sure that we're locked in.
All right, Christian Ellis, every Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate you guys.
Merry Christmas!
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Okay, busy weekend, not just for the Patriots, but for other teams in town as well. Let's start with the Celtics, Mego. It wasn't just Will Campbell spiking beers on the Jumbotron. Seas win back-to-back games over the Miami Heat and the Toronto Raptors. They now have won, two straight. They've won their last eight.
Yeah, two losses and then two back-to-back wins. So they're on a nice, I wouldn't say streak, but they're in a nice trend right now because you have Jaylen Brown out in the last game. Peyton Pritchard puts up 33. Even the game before that where Jaylen had 30, Derek White stepped up with 33. So those are the guys, Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, that you're going to need to have the support for Jaylen if they're going to keep winning.
What do they need to do this year? I wanted them to be a top six seed coming into the year. They're third right now at 17-11. What do they need to be?
I kind of say go for whatever. I know they're not going to spend,
you kind of know, yeah.
No, I would just assume based on everything that they moved off of in the summer. And Adam Himmelsbach, I don't know if you read, had a great piece about the new owner in the Globe last week.
Oh, yeah. Where they that was where the Jalen Brunson near trade got brought up or something like that, right?
Nickname Skittles. And so I think there was a lot to take away from that about how they're looking at the budget and everything right now. But like, if Tatum comes back this spring and if he looks like some semblance of who he's been, then I think they have enough to make an interesting run in the East. Like, can they get to the Eastern Conference Finals? I don't know. Like, that would be, I think, more towards the ceiling of what you could expect from this group this season. But I think they're definitely a little bit friskier and more interesting than people were expecting at the very start of the year.
The best part of Jones and Keefe is grab bag at 1:30.
Is it a compliment or is it not? It's a good question. So when it comes to the Bruins, meanwhile, they drop both their games this weekend. They lose in a shootout before they get blown out by Ottawa last night. Bruins at current check, Mego, after losing three in a row, though they did get a point on Saturday. Check in outside the playoffs with 41 points, 37 games played. They are outside of wild card position.
Yeah, this is a team that I just think is in a really weird position, hard to read. Honestly, not been super locked in on my Bruins coverage as I'm in Celtics and Patriots land. Do you find them a very interesting team this year? Like, are you as invested as past seasons?
They're just interesting because they're better than I thought. So in that way, sure. But in terms of like star power and I got to sit down and watch them, not really. I mean, a bit of a bounce back year for Swayman. Pasternak's been awesome. Geeky's been like a complete surprise, but overall, no.
What about interpersonal drama? Got any latest updates on that?
I do not.
Feelings in the locker room?
I'll have to check
Keith in. Keith's going to be working on that on vacation?
I was going to say, I'll have to check in on Scoops Keith and see if he has anything going on there. But no, so far, not as interesting in that regard for sure.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription it's more
grab bag.
Anthony Joshua was able to knock out Jake Paul on Friday night on Netflix. You watch any of that, Mego?
I didn't even know it was happening until the next morning when I opened social media and I saw like pictures of Jake Paul's face and I thought, well, that's good. And then I realized that it was a professional fight that got him that way.
Hmm.
So I wasn't locked in on it.
What do you think, Billy? You like the undercard. You were talking about the undercard.
I enjoyed it. It was a Friday night. I had nothing going on. So I was like, why the hell not? And it's on Netflix. Like I said to you during the break, if Jake Paul is going to fight somebody with a recognizable name on Netflix, I have no problem watching it.
It timed out very, very well.
Yeah, like, I think they started around 11:30 and they were done a little after midnight.
And it just correlated well with Oklahoma missed the field goal where they could have cut it to a one possession game against Alabama in the college football playoff. They missed the field goal. I flipped over to Netflix and the fight basically started. So I watched more of that than I expected. I did bet for the fight to go the distance, unfortunately, Bill. So I lost a little money on that fight, but it was a
Jake
decent.
Jake Paul got tired.
Yeah, he got real tired. So I lost a little money, but it was a good watch.
Around 1:30, here on Jones and Keefe. So I guess that's why it's time for Grab Bag.
DK Metcalf versus a fan in Detroit. Some say he threw a punch. He didn't throw a punch. He threw
even see because it was all obstructed.
It was, well, there's been alternate angles that have come out. But it wasn't a punch. He still is interacting with a fan and slapping him in the face.
Was it like he challenged him to a duel?
A little bit like that, yeah. What should he get for discipline?
I mean, I guess I would say that he probably has to get a suspension of one game at least. What do you think he'll get? You can't interact with fans in a physical manner.
I would tend to agree.
Sport.
If they suspended him for a game, it wouldn't bother me. It might just be a fine, but something certainly is coming his way. There's no doubt about it.
Swinging a grab bag stabbed by Jones. He has it. He underhands to Keefe, and the Jones and Keefe Show are the world champions. For the first time since yesterday's show, Jones and Keefe have won Grab Bag's World Championship. Can you believe it?
All right, so here's a question. I think we won the Bozo Touchdown Parlay this weekend. It depends on where you bet it, but I think we can take credit for it. Ladd McConkey hit. George Pickens hit. Olave got in the end zone twice. Derrick Henry got in the end zone twice, and it happened right away. Congrats to Wiggy for putting us over the top. Keefe had Quinshon Judkins. He got knocked out of the game. His season's over. Gruesome injury. So good work by Keefe getting him hurt. But depending on where you made that bet, it cashed in. So can we take credit? Are we allowed to take credit for hitting on our second Bozo touchdown?
Well, let me check. Was Justin Turpin involved in this in any shape, way, or form?
No, he was not.
Okay, then definitely yes. Take all credit.
All right, Billy, we're taking credit on that one. We did it.
Keep that man away from it.
We did it. The Jones and Keefe Bozo touchdown parlay.
Wait, that final number of how much was won?
Oh, well, it's going to knock it down because it was only a four-legger without Quinshon Judkins in there. But no, it was, a little less than a PS5.
Christmas miracle?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Have a holly jolly grab bag. It's the best time of the day. I don't know if there'll be a show, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly grab bag. And when you walk down the street, say hello to Jones and Keith and everyone you meet.
All right, Mego, time for the NBA player of the night. Was it Matas Buzelis? 28 points, 10 out of 11 shooting in a win. Was it Jalen Johnson? Near triple-double, 36, 11, and 9 in a loss. Was it Khalil Ware? 28, 19, double-double in a loss. Jalen Brunson? 47 points and 8 assists in a win. Or DeMar DeRozan? 27, and 9 in a victory.
I got to say Jalen Brunson. I think that's got to be it.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez, Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, Mego, our random ball player today spent almost the entirety of his career, 13 out of his 14 big league seasons, with your Baltimore Orioles,
oh my
Mego.
God.
He is a two-time All-Star. He was it says second baseman and shortstop. I really only remember him as a second baseman. Played for Baltimore from 2001 to 2013. He apparently spent 1 year at the end of his career with the New York Yankees in 2014. He made two All-Star teams, 2005 and 2007, as a second baseman for the Orioles.
My Lord.
He is a switch hitter. Okay. But he would throw it in from second base
Orioles
from the right.
Like
did he wear red contacts?
Oh,
what?
Maybe.
Are his initials B-R?
Yes.
Brian Roberts.
Ding, 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 ding. Good job, Billy.
Red contacts, yeah. Reads very 2000s.
So so that was his excuse when he got caught on the, well, that was what he was saying he was doing. Remember he got busted for PEDs.
No.
What does that have to do with red contacts?
Well, no, he was saying he was hitting better because he was wearing the red contacts, which allowed him to see the ball better, but then he failed the PED test.
Okay. Well,
so it was not it wasn't the performance enhancers, it was the contacts. I see what you're saying.
Correct.
All right. Brian Roberts, your random ball player of the day. I don't know if we've had Brian Roberts or not. I don't have the master Keith doc.
Matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter at this point in time. That is your random ball player each and every day here in the Grab Bag on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. We'll get you the WEEI afternoon, see what they have coming up, and we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Wrapping things up here on Jones and Keefe. Excellent work by Mego all day long on a Patriots Monday.
Truly has been.
You can stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Drake May will join them shortly. But first, Mego, it's time for our clip du jour. Oh, I'm happy you asked. It's our clip of the day.
I thought we had an open.
Sorry. Is what it is. And today we were talking about Will Campbell on the Jumbotron spiking a beer. And, well, it turned into something very different.
His mistake is wearing jeans with the shirt off.
Because
the
what it
jeans,
is?
He has the waist cinched with the belt.
Yeah.
It's going to give you the muffin top. It's going to create a muffin top.
It certainly gives me one every time I throw a belt on. That's
exactly.
True. Yeah.
You cinch that belt. Like if you're going to rip your shirt off, you got to know. You got to loosen up there a little bit. Otherwise, you're going to be exposing the muffin top. But I have heard some things that behind closed doors, he is extremely funny. So I think that Vrabel feels like he can give him that jab. Because first of all, he's not going to feel it with that little muffin top. But second of all, he knows that he's going to give it back. You know, I feel like they have a similar kind of dry sense of a-hole humor to each other. Twitch chat is concerned that I'm calling out the muffin top. We love a muffin top, okay? Men need to know that ladies like a dad bob. They like a muffin top. They like a little softness because we don't want you in the gym all the time and being so shredded that it makes us self-conscious.
Well, this is alleged. I hear women say this, but then anytime we're watching a show, Kat's never commenting on any guy's muffin top.
She's commenting on washboard abs?
She's commenting on abs and things like this. Yeah. They're handsome faces.
You guys Love Island.
I don't hear a lot of like, oh, I like that guy's muffin top. That's not anything Kat's ever said.
She doesn't want to make you jealous. She doesn't want to make you insecure. Calling out dudes' muffin tops.
I'll start paying closer attention
to it. She's like, give me that muffin top.
It's a good point.
Sorry, honey.
It's a good point. Honestly, if Kat started pointing out the muffin tops, I'd really be in trouble. I'd like, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You would feel very insecure in your marriage, and you don't want that.
No, it's true. Honestly, once you explained it to me, Mego, I got it.
It's the first sign of danger.
She's commenting on the washboard abs for me.
When she starts talking about muffin tops, book a counselor.
Call up Cordell. Trouble
in paradise. Okay. Give me that muffin top.
That's a good point. Okay, well, we have WEEI Afternoons next up with Andy Hart and Fitzy. Dan Ball in today. Dan Ball was the lone believer in the Patriots this week.
Yes. And people were really coming at us hard for picking against the Patriots, but we were well on our way to being right until we were wrong. It's kind of the opposite of last week when I picked them to beat the Bills. So I've been wrong 2 weeks in a row, but we will.
So close.
Couple halves of football. The last week's half, this week's half changes everything for this team. But we'll talk to Marcus Jones at 3:30. Drake May will join us at some point, maybe when he wakes up or gets done busting Will Campbell's balls or whatever's going on there. What a football game, though, huh?
Woo!
Like that was, and the NFL, what a weekend. Starting Thursday through their prime time, and maybe I'm wrong. You have a better memory than I do.
Yeah.
Best year ever for primetime football?
Well, they all basically go right down to the wire or go to overtime.
Yeah.
Like, I just noticed this because I've fallen asleep for half of them. Like, how many times have I come in the next day, Billy, And I'm like, I fell asleep with like 2 minutes left in the game. I didn't wake up. I fell asleep. I couldn't stay up for it. Yeah, they all are going to overtime.
That's
good.
That's
yeah,
the true. Sign of a great football game. And I feel like fall asleep.
It's not a Pats game. I don't really care that much at
like,
the end of the
day. Seahawks, Rams, I feel like for years, oh yeah, they do division games, but they suck. It's like the good team in the division against the bad team. Now we're getting all good games. So we'll touch on that, but obviously this was a defining game for your New England Patriots. They are going to the Super Bowl now, right?
Well, I wouldn't rule it out. Yeah. It's it's something that
the
can
Prince
happen.
Prince of Darkness.
Yeah. No.
Buying his Super Bowl tickets.
Well, they did beat the 7-8 Ravens without their MVP quarterback, so I can see why.
They
I'd be
beat
going
a
there.
Pro Bowl quarterback, so you have respect on that.
This is true. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You can dial them up 617-779-7937. Mego, excellent stuff.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. You're going to be doing some driving, right?
It's going to be terrifying. Driving down just the Eastern Seaboard with my dog. Just look out for us on the highway. We'll be the ones doing 40 in the snow.
Okay, well, good stuff today, Mego. We are back tomorrow at 10 o'clock on a Tier Tuesday, a Tom E. Tuesday. It all starts at 10 here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.